Ovo bica demona Madua, neprestano transcendentalno blaženstvo, teče umovima onih koji su samo jednom kušali kapljicu nektara oceana tvojih slava. Takvi uzvišeni bakte zaboravljaju sićušan odraz takozvane materijalne sreće koja potiče od materijalnih čula, vida i sluha. Slobodni od svih želja, takvi bakte su pravi prijatelji svih živih bića. Posvećujući svoje umove tebi i uživajući transcendentalno blaženstvo, vješti su u dostizanju pravog cilja života. O gospodine, ti si duša i dragi prijatelj takvih bakta, koji se nikada ne trebaju vratiti u ovaj materijalni svijet. Kako mogu napustiti tvoje predano služenje? Smisao. Mada abakte, zbog svog oskudnog znanja i spekulativnih navika, ne mogu shvatiti gospodinovu pravu prirodu, bakta koji je jednom okusio nektar sa gospodinovih lotusovih stopala, može spoznati kako se transcendentalno zadovoljstvo nalazi u predanom služenju gospodina. Bakta zna da jednostavno služeći gospodina služi svakoga. Zato su bakte pravi prijatelji svih živih bića. Samo čisti bakta može propovijedati gospodinove slave za dobrobit svih uvjetovanih duša.
Namaum Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nityanamine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatyare Satarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shrivasati Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Madhu demon, incessant transcendental bliss flows in the minds of those who have even once tasted but a drop of the nectar from the ocean of your glories. Such exalted devotees forget the tiny reflection of so-called material happiness produced from the material senses of sight and sound. Free from all desires, such devotees are the real friends of all living entities, offering their minds unto you and enjoying transcendental bliss. They are expert in achieving the real goal of life. O Lord, you are the sole and dear friend of such devotees who never need to return to this material world. How could they give up engagement in your devotional service?
O bica demona Madua, neprestano transcendentalno blaženstvo teče u umovima onih koji su samo jednom kušali kapljicu nektara oceana tvojih slava. Takvi uzvišeni bakte zaboravljaju sićušan odraz takozvane materijalne sreće koja potiče od materijalnog čula, vida i sluha. Slobodni od svih želja, takvi bakte su pravi prijatelji svih živih bića. Posvećujući svoje umove tebi i uživajući transcendentalno blaženstvo, vješti su u dostizanju pravog cilja života. O gospodine, ti si duša i dragi prijatelj takvih bakta, koji se nikada ne trebaju vratiti u ovaj materijalni svijet. Kako oni mogu napustiti tvoje predano služenje?
Mm-hmm. Those who give up to look for pleasure find pleasure.
Oni koji prestanu tražiti zadovoljstvo nalaze zadovoljstvo.
But those who are searching for pleasure cannot find it.
Ali oni koji traže zadovoljstvo ne mogu ga naći.
Material sense gratification is the pleasure which is looked by the material, which is looked for by the conditioned souls, but it never can become happy, even if it finds the object of all the desires.
Uvjetovane duše uvijek traže materijalno zadovoljstvo, ali one nikad ne mogu biti zadovoljne čak i ako pronađu objekt svih želja.
Because material sense gratification is an agitation only, it will never be able to give us satisfaction.
Jer materijalno zadovoljavanje čula je samo uznemirenje i nikad nam ne može dati zadovoljstvo.
Have you ever tried to eat food which is too hot?
Jeste li ikad pokušali jesti hranu koja je previše ljuta?
Do you remember how there is some taste in there, in that food, for instance pizza, and you cannot wait? There is certainly taste there, but much more is the burning sensation, much stronger than the taste is the burning sensation.
Na primjer, picu kada ne možete čekati, tu je neki ukus, ali je previše taj osjećaj paljenja, odnosno gorenja, kad je hrana previše vruća.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur uses this example to illustrate how in material life one tries to satisfy his senses so hard, but one feels the burning sensation constantly, day and night, and thus cannot find satisfaction within the mind.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur daje taj primjer da objasni želju za materijalnim, pokušaj materijalnog čulnog uživanja. Osoba doživljava takvo jedno gorenje, ali ne može naći zadovoljstvo čula i uma.
And such foolish people, unfortunately, they go on gratifying the senses more and more, but they cannot find satisfaction.
I takvi budalasti ljudi nastavljaju zadovoljavati čula sve više i više, ali ne mogu naći zadovoljstvo.
Just like if you eat this hot pizza, you go like, and it's so painful.
Ako jedete vrelu picu, žvačete, ali je jako bolno.
But because there is a little taste, you cannot stop.
Ali zato što ima malo ukusa, ne možete prestati.
Terrible, isn't it?
Užasno, zar ne?
Do you remember your material life was like this?
Sjećate li se da je vaš materijalni život bio takav?
A very frustrating and distressing experience.
Vrlo frustrirajuće i nesretno iskustvo.
Now, since our childhood, we have become hooked to this nonsense of sense gratification.
Od djetinjstva mi smo vezani ili zakačeni za tu glupost materijalnog uživanja.
Do you know that? Do you know, as children, we are generally happy.
Kao djeca smo obično sretni.
Like Sridham.
Kao Sridham.
A little child can play with a ball from morning till evening, no problem, he's well entertained.
Malo dijete se može igrati s loptom od jutra do večeri, za njega je to dobra zabava.
Therefore, a man or a parent who gives the child sense gratification is considered to be the greatest enemy.
Stoga roditelj koji djetetu daje čulno uživanje smatra se najvećim neprijateljem.
Because what he really gives the child is suffering.
Jer ono što uistinu daje djetetu je patnja.
My devotee friend Burijan Prabhu once t- told us how he came to Hong Kong into a house of a very rich Indian.
Moj prijatelj Bhakta Burijan Prabhu rekao mi je kako u Hong Kongu bio u posjeti u kući jednog bogatog Indijca.
And he saw this boy Raju in a big room with shelves, all around shelves, filled up with the most outstanding toys you can ever imagine.
I vidio je dječaka Rađua u sobi punoj polica koje su bile pune različitih igračaka.
Here, I mean these small cars which you can direct from remote control, mm-hmm. and you know everything, guns and so on. But he sat there totally frustrated.
Bilo je razno oružje, bilo je automobila kojim ste mogli daljinski upravljati, ali dječak je sjedio tamo potpuno frustriran.
If Raju would have been a little child playing in India with some stones, he would have most probably be happy the whole day.
Da je Raju bio malo dijete u Indiji koje se igra s nekakvim kamenjem, on bi bio vjerojatno sretan cijeli dan.
But because Raju had been spoiled by sense gratification, therefore this natural happiness of the child had gone away.
Ali zato što je bio on pokvaren, razmažen s tim, ili upropašten s tim čulnim uživanjem, njegova prirodna sreća djeteta je otišla.
This is the existential condition of maybe like 99% of the people in our days. They cannot be happy because under the banner of sense gratification, they are just swimming in an ocean of anxiety and agitation.
To je 99% 99% ljudi u sadašnjem vremenu, jer su oni jednostavno puni tjeskobe i uznemirenosti.
Therefore, in Krishna consciousness, we try to come to the platform of we try to overcome the modes of passion and ignorance which are full of this burning sensation for sense gratification and arrive at the platform of sattva-gun.
Stoga u svjesnosti Krišne mi pokušavamo prevladati gune strasti i neznanja i doći do nivoa gune vrline.
Only on this mode of freedom from these pushes of the lower modes can you be happy.
Samo na tom nivou gdje smo slobodni od utjecaja tih nižih guna možemo biti sretni.
You cannot be happy in the mode of passion and not be happy in the mode of ignorance. It is not possible.
Ne možete biti sretni u guni strasti i ne možete biti sretni u guni neznanja, to nije moguće.
You may think there is some happiness, but it is actually not a fact.
Vi možete misliti da postoji neka sreća, ali to nije istina.
We have heard, you know, for instance, here we live next to pigs. Next to us, some pigs live.
Ovdje žive svinje pored nas.
So, certainly they think that there is some happiness in their life when they eat the special food or when they have their family planning going on.
One sigurno misle da postoji neka sreća u njihovom životu kada jedu svoju specijalnu hranu ili kada planiraju obiteljski život.
But this is pleasure in the mode of ignorance.
Ali to je zadovoljstvo u guni neznanja.
It's not real pleasure.
Nije pravo zadovoljstvo.
Do you remember this one morning we had to close the door because the poor swinis were killed?
Sjećate li se jednog
jutra? It was like this.
Yeah. Ranije morali smo zatvoriti vrata jer su jadne svinje bili ubijali, a one su skvičale.
So their happiness cannot be accepted as some good type of happiness.
Njihova sreća se ne može prihvatiti kao nekakva dobra vrsta sreće.
Although by the influence of the covering potency of Maya, they certainly were totally convinced of their happy existence before.
Iako pod utjecajem prekrivajuće moći Maje, one su potpuno uvjerene u svoj sretan život.
So my point really is that since our childhood and even since many lifetimes before this one human form of life, we have become conditioned by a wrong type of happiness. We have been covered by the modes of passion and ignorance.
Moja poanta je da smo od djetinjstva uvjetovani pogrešnom vrstom sreće i gunama strasti i neznanja.
In the Shikshastakam it says that this covering is like dust on a mirror.
U Shikshastake je rečeno da je taj prekrivač kao prašina na zrcalu.
The mirror of our mind has become covered by the lower modes of nature.
Zrcalo naše guma je prekriveno nižim gunama prirode.
And therefore we do not know what is good for us and what is bad for us.
I stoga ne znamo što je dobro za nas, a što je loše za nas.
This covering of the lower modes has resulted in our repeated birth and death.
Ta prekrivenost, rezultat prekrivenosti nižim gunama su uzastopno rađanje i umiranje.
Again and again and again we have been forced to go for these material, these too hot pizzas.
Ponovno, ponovno i ponovno smo primorani da tražimo te previše vruće pice.
Naturally, when we come to Krishna consciousness and lead a life of celibacy and sense and mind control, it is not always very easy.
Prirodno, kad dođemo u svjesnost Krišne i živimo život u celibatu i kontrole uma i čula, to nije uvijek lako.
This life which we live is not natural for a person who is in the mode of ignorance.
Ovaj život koji mi živimo nije prirodan za osobu koja je u guni neznanja.
It is hard.
Težak je.
It is bring some tears into the eyes.
Donosi suze u oči.
You can bring a strong catcher fighter to live one day with Brajamani on you know, from morning till evening, and he will cry in pain.
Možete snažno kečera dovesti da živi sa Brajamanijem od jutra do večeri i on će plakati od boli.
It will be just too much.
Biće to previše za njega.
Too much mind and sense control.
Previše kontrole uma i čula.
He will think, where are the lower modes?
I on će misliti, gdje su niže gune?
What I'm used to, where is my dust on the mind?
Na koje sam naviknut, gdje je prašina na mojem umu?
So, in Krishna consciousness also, we will only be able to survive, so to say, if we have a rigid plan to taste higher pleasures in our lives, spiritual pleasures.
U svjesnosti Krišne moći ćemo preživjeti samo ako imamo strogi plan kako da kušamo duhovna zadovoljstva u životu.
Here it says, incense and transcendental bliss flows in the minds of those who have even once tasted but a drop of the nectar from the ocean of your glories.
Ovdje je rečeno, neprestano transcendentalno blaženstvo teče umovima onih koji su samo jednom kušali kapljicu nektara oceana tvojih slava.
Krishna consciousness begins when you taste this Krishna conscious bliss.
Svjesnost Krišne počinje kada kušate to blaženstvo svjesno Krišne.
A type of pleasure which has nothing to do with Raja, with the hot pizza pleasures of this world.
Vrsta zadovoljstva koja nema nikakve veze sa zadovoljstvima u ovom svijetu, poput jedenja vruće pice.
Krishna consciousness starts when Krishna sits in your heart.
Svjesnost Krishna započinje kada Krishna sjedi u vašem srcu.
And the lower modes disappear.
I niže gune iščeznu.
At that time, a devotee is inspired by the spiritual energy of the Lord.
Tada baktu inspirira gospodinova duhovna energija.
He is no longer controlled by the material modes of nature.
Više nije pod kontrolom materijalnih guna prirode.
Now, when Krishna sees his devotee struggling so hard in this world to become free from the hot pizza syndrome, he helps.
Kad Krishna vidi kako se Bhakta teško bori u ovom svijetu da se oslobodi vrućih pizza, on pomaže.
He gives up his neutrality.
On ostavlja svoju neutralnost.
See, as the Lord who is situated within everyone's heart, he is neutrally fulfilling the plans of the conditioned soul.
Kao gospodin koji je smješten u svačijem srcu, on neutralno ispunjava planove uvjetovane duše.
But for the devotee, he gives up his neutrality.
Ali kada se radi o bhakti, on ostavlja svoju, odbacuje svoju neutralnost.
To be very practical.
Da bi bio vrlo praktičan.
When the devotee desires something which is not good for him, Krishna might say no.
Kada bhakta želi nešto što nije dobro za njega, Krishna može reći ne.
And Krishna might also make some special arrangement for the devotee to taste this river of flowing bliss.
Krishna može napraviti neki specijalni aranžman za bhaktu da kuša taj taj nektar rijeke tekućeg blaženstva.
See, as this is a very important point. Krishna says, Samoham sarvabhuteshu, I'm equal to all living entities.
Ovo je vrlo važna poanta. Krishna kaže, ja sam jednak prema svim živim bićima.
Yes. So in this way, you could compare him with the Kalpa Vriksha tree.
Na taj način možete ga usporediti sa drvetom Kalpa Vriksha, drvetom želja.
Do you know what is a Kalpa Vriksha tree?
Znate li što je Kalpa Vriksha drvo?
It doesn't grow in Croatia.
Ono ne raste u Hrvatskoj.
You can go to a Kalpa Vriksha tree and get not only, you know, fruits, but everything you desire, including a new Volkswagen.
Možete otići do drveta Kalpa Vriksha i dobiti ne samo voće, već i sve što poželite, čak i novi Volkswagen.
These trees are empowered by Krishna to do what an ordinary tree cannot give, cannot do.
To drveće je opunomoćio Krishna da može učiniti ono što obično drvo ne može učiniti ili dati.
There are stories of how people wanted to have rasagulas and bats and tigers from Kalpa Vriksha trees and they just gave it.
Postoje priče gdje, u kojima je opisano kako su osobe željele dobiti od drveta Kalpa Vriksha, želeli su dobiti rasa gule, zatim
everything, tigers, you know,
tigrove, što god, i drvo je to dalo.
These trees are still existent in Vrindavan.
Tako drve čovjek postoji u Vrindavanu.
Therefore, when devotees go to Vrindavan, they sometimes embrace these trees and voice their confidential desires.
Stoga kad bhakti kad idu u Vrindavan, oni zagrle to drveće i iznesu svoje tajne želje.
But they are very, very careful to control their minds so that not the wrong type of desires will be there and then fulfilled.
Oni jako paze da kontroliraju svoje umove i da se ne pojave pogrešne vrste želja koje će biti ispunjene.
I know a devotee in Germany who has become very rich and he says it is because I went under a Kalpa Vriksha tree and I had this type of desire.
Znam baktu u Njemačkoj koji je postao jako bogat. A on kaže da je to zbog toga što je bio ispod drveta Kalpa Vriksha, imao je tu želju.
But he is not satisfied now because he thought I should have desired that my Krishna consciousness would have been improved.
Ali sad nije zadovoljan i on kaže bolje da sam želio da se poboljša moja svjesnost Krishne.
Anyways, for a devotee, Krishna's now for the non-devotee, Krishna says he is like a Kalpa Vriksha tree.
Krishna kaže za bhaktu, on je kao Kalpa Vriksha drvo.
Once in my life, I made an experience with this, that I just wrote down my desires.
A jednom u životu, ja sam imao iskustvo, napisao sam svoje želje.
And I can tell you, all the desires mysteriously became fulfilled.
I mogu vam reći, sve želje su misteriozno bile ispunjene.
If you want to you know, become successful in your life, you just have to make 4 lists.
Ako želite biti uspješni u svom životu, onda
one
trebate
is, what do you like?
Napraviti 4 liste. Jedna je što želite, što volite.
The other is what do you not like?
Druga je što ne volite.
The third list is what are your strong points?
Treća lista je što su vaše jake strane.
And the fourth list is what are your weak points?
A četvrta što su vaše slabe strane.
And then you just look at this list.
I onda samo pogledate u tu listu.
You find out what you can do.
I onda
and what you like to do.
Vidite što želite učiniti.
Fix your mind on it.
Usredsredite svoj um na to.
And then Paramatma will fulfill it.
I Paramatma će to ispuniti.
It usually works like this.
To obično funkcionira tako.
With this simple tip, we could give seminars and make a million of Croatian dollars or whatever. I forgot the word.
Kuna.
Kunas, I'm sorry.
sa ovim jednostavnim savjetom mogli smo napraviti seminare i zaraditi na milijune kuna.
Yeah, I will not go into the detail because you know I don't want that all the devotees spent the day now writing these lists.
Ne želim ići u detalje jer ne želim da bakte provode svoje dane pišući te liste.
But see, the point is really for a materialist it works. Krishna fulfills their desires.
Ali poanta je da to funkcionira za materialiste. Krishna im ispunjava želje.
For a devotee, however, Krishna gives up his neutral kalpa vriksha tree position.
Kada se radi o bhakti, Krishna ostavlja svoj neutralni položaj drveta kalpa vrikše.
For instance, if someone hurts a devotee, Krishna will correct that person.
Na primjer, ako neko povredi baktu, Krishna će ispraviti tu osobu.
He's not neutral, in other words. He doesn't like his devotee to be blasphemed.
Drugim riječima, on nije neutralan. On ne voli da njegovog baktu vređaju.
Or, as I said before, when sometimes Krishna does what is in the interest of a devotee.
Ili kao što sam rekao prije, kad Krishna čini nešto što je u interesu bhakte,
and he may stop the devotee from following his own interests which are not in his or her advantage.
On može spriječiti bhaktu u pokušaju da ispuni svoje želje ili da ostvari svoje interese koje ne idu njemu u prilog, u korist.
So the point is if a devotee becomes eager to surrender to Krishna,
poanta je da bhakta razvije žarku želju da se preda Krišni.
Then Krishna will give him all facilities.
Tada će mu Krišna dati sve pogodnosti.
Nothing in the world can stop such a devotee.
Ništa na svijetu ne može zaustaviti takvog bhaktu.
From reaching his or her desired goal in Krishna consciousness.
Da dostigne njegov ili njen željeni cilj u svjesnosti Krišne.
The Supreme Lord will write such a devotee in his list of mercy.
Svevišnji gospodin će staviti takvog baktu na njegovu listu milosti.
He will, you know, like have a mail order program of mercy to such devotees.
On ima program poštanskih narudžbi milosti za takve bakte.
And every day there will be mercy coming from the Supreme Lord.
Svaki dan će dolaziti milost od svevišnjeg gospodina.
Want to read you something of Srila Prabhupada.
Želio bih vam pročitati nešto od Srila Prabhupada.
You have to worship Krishna by devotional love.
Moraš obožavati Krishnu devotijskom ljubavlju.
As soon as you take to devotional service, Krishna will give you dictation.
Čim se posvetiš predanom služenju, Krishna će ti davati upute.
You do this, Krishna says.
Učini to, Krishna će reći.
I give intelligence by which you can come back to me.
Ja ti dajem inteligencijom kojom mi se možeš vratiti.
Krishna will help you.
Krishna će ti pomoći.
If he seriously takes your case, if you are fully surrendered, then he'll direct you in such a way that you cannot go elsewhere except to him.
Ako ozbiljno prihvati tvoj slučaj, ako mu se predaš, onda ti ne možeš ići nigdje drugdje nego njemu.
Even sometimes you may find that he is doing something against your will.
Čak i ako vidiš da katkad radi nešto protiv tvoje volje. Yes.
So why be anxious in devotional service?
Zašto biti u tjeskobi u predanom služenju?
There's one anxiety only which is permitted.
Postoji samo jedna dozvoljena tjeskoba.
It is that, my dear Lord, I really becoming anxious to serve you better.
Mr. Krishna.
By Krishna's milost.
Krishna milošu.
In this life we have to purify our existence.
U ovom životu moramo pročistiti svoje postojanje.
From the contamination of the lower modes of nature,
od zagađenosti nižim gunama prirode,
and only then we will experience happiness which is belonging to the sattva gun.
I samo tada ćemo doživjeti sreću koja pripada sattva guni.
Yes. Then we can transcend it and then experience transcendental life.
Onda je možemo transcendirati i doživjeti, iskušati transcendentalni život. Srila Vishwana Chakravarti Thakur said that jnana is an obstacle on the path of bhakti. Could you clarify more this point?
With this type of jnana, the analysis of Sankhya and the Mayavad concepts are meant.
Po tom vrstom gyane se podrazumevaju analitička sankhya i mayavadi koncepti.
Gyana is why should a devotee, let me say it like this, why should a devotee know so much of this material world?
Zašto bi bhakta znao toliko mnogo o ovom materijalnom svijetu?
It's enough to know the essence.
Dovoljno je znati bit.
See, you may, the example has been given, someone who is burdening himself with so much knowledge is considered to be like an ass. Asna, or magarac.
Dati primjer da osoba koja se opterećuje s toliko znanja smatra se magracem.
Because such knowledge is not helpful to develop devotional service.
Jer takvo znanje ne pomaže u razvijanju predanog služenja.
He is like the magarac who carries away a whole rose bush on his back with all the earth.
On je kao magarac koji nosi jedan veliki grm ruža na svojim leđima sa svom zemljom ispod.
The devotee is like the little bee who picks up from the flowers the essence.
Bhakta je kao mala pčela koja uzima suštinu iz cvijeća.
And happily flies away.
I sretno odleti.
What a nice example, isn't it?
Kakav lijepi primjer.
So the essence of this world is devotional service to Krishna.
Suština ovog svijeta je predano služenje Krishna.
I want to give you an example.
Želim ti dati primjer.
Say, I would now talk to you about my wristwatch.
Recimo da bi ti sada nešto govorio o mom ručnom satu.
Oh, it is from the Tissot fabric.
To je iz tvornice Tissot.
Here it says Prix.
Ovdje piše Prix.
And it has 1, 2, 3, 4 so and so many, what is this? Stones, valuable stones.
Karata.
Rubinski, yes.
Ima toliko i toliko rubinskija.
It is, there is some quartz inside.
Unutra ima nešto kvarca.
which will make a certain oscillation.
Koji će stvarati određene oscilacije.
Then you say, come to the point, come to the essence.
I onda, a ti kažeš, pređi na stvar, pređi na suštinu.
And then I will say, oh yeah, thank you very much. It is 8:30.
Ja ti onda kažem, ja kažem onda, o da, da, hvala ti, sada je 8:30.
So when you have a wristwatch, so this world is like a huge wristwatch.
Ovaj svijet je kao veliki ručni sat.
The materialist will be able to tell you all the different parts.
Materialisti su sposobni da ti opišu sve različite dijelove.
But they don't know the essence.
Ali ne znaju suštinu.
Which is that this human life is meant for self-realization and God-realization.
A to je da je ovaj ljudski život namijenjen samo spoznaji i spoznaji Boga.
That's why they are like Magaratskis.
Zato su oni kao Magaratski.
They do not take the essence yet.
Oni ne uzimaju suštinu.
So you must become like a bee-like devotee.
Ti moraš postati bhakta kao pčela. Pčela.
So can I see Maharaji? Warning.
Moje materijalne želje se skrivaju u moje podsvijesti i katkad mislim da nisu tu, ali su nekad bez najave spremne da skoče, da se manifestiraju i kako se osloboditi tako nešto.
The only possibility is by purification.
Jedino je to moguće pročišćenjem.
The process of purification will slowly take the force from the material desires.
Proces pročišćenja će polako tu snagu materijalnih želja.
So that they will be like, so that they will be like snakes without the poisonous tooth.
Tako da one budu kao zmije bez zuba, otrovnih zuba.
You still will have desires.
Još uvijek ćeš imati želje.
But they won't be for sense gratification.
Ali one neće biti za zadovoljavanjem čula.
But for satisfying Krishna.
Već za zadovoljavanjem Krishna.
So to come to this state is only possible by purification.
Doći do tog nivoa je samo moguće pročišćenjem.
Which goes very deep inside.
Koje ide vrlo duboko unutra.
Even into your subconscious.
Čak i u tvoju podsvijest.
I once was sleeping next to Astarata Prabhu.
Jedno sam spavao pored Astarata Prabhuva.
And all of a sudden, you know, he started to speak in his dreams.
I on je počeo govoriti u snovima.
Now usually the dreams, there you will experience your subconscious desires.
Obično možete u vašim snovima imati iskustvo u vezi s vašim podsvjesnim željama.
Now please listen to what Astarata Prabhu dreamt.
Molim vas, slušajte što je Astarata Prabhu sanjao.
My dear Lord, I want to give you a crown.
Dragi moj gospodine, ja ti želim dati krunu.
It's not up to me.
Ali ne ovisi o meni.
But you have to give me money.
Ti mi trebaš dati novaca.
I'm not saying a lie, it was an actual fact.
Ja ne lažem, ovo se stvarno dogodilo.
So by the process of deep purification, these, you know, the desires which you have, which we all have, will be purified so that we want to serve Krishna.
Procesom dubokog pročišćenja želje koje imamo će se pročistiti tako da ćemo željeti služiti Krishna.
In Rijeka I was talking about Sigmund Freud's theory.
U Rijeci sam govorio o teoriji Sigmunda Freuda.
There's a subconscious.
Postoji podsvijest.
From where all these desires come.
Iz koje se pojavljaju sve te želje.
And then there is our superior consciousness, our Über-Ich, which constantly suppresses the desires.
Zatim tu postoji naša viša svjesnost, Über-Ich.
Über-Ich, yes.
Koja, šta ona radi?
Which constantly
a koja potiskuje te želje.
Like, for instance, from the subconscious mind, there might be desires for eating certain things.
Iz podsvijesti se mogu pojaviti želje za jedanjem nekih stvari.
But our Über-Ich controls this and says, no, this is forbidden food.
Ali naša viša svjesnost kaže, ne, to je zabranjena hrana, ona kontrolira to.
Now, there is a constant tension, this is the theory of Freud, between the subconscious I and the Über-Ich. And this tension produces the neurotic I of person of the modern times.
Postoje stalna tenzija između tog podsvjesnog ja i tog višeg ja, i ta tenzija proizvodi neurozu suvremenog čovjeka.
For instance, a neurotic brahmachari.
Na primjer, neurotični brahmachari.
He wants to really enjoy so many things, so many types of sense gratification, but no, it's forbidden.
On želi,
rules and regulations.
On želi uživati mnogo vrsta čulnog uživanja.
The dogma.
Ali je to zabranjeno, pravila i propisi, dogma.
Then he is all agitated when he goes on the street.
Onda je sav uznemiren kad ide na ulicu.
I'm talking Freud philosophy. Huh?
Govorim filozofiju Freuda.
So he suggests,
on predlaže,
let be natural.
Budi prirodan.
Whatever desires come from the subconscious,
koje god želje dođu iz podsvijesti,
try to satisfy them.
Pokušaj ih zadovoljiti.
In this way, the tension will not be there.
Na taj način ta napetost neće biti tu.
And he gives an example.
I daje primjer.
Imagine we are peacefully sitting in this room.
Zamislite da mirno sjedimo u ovoj sobi.
And there are some nitkovs outside who want to come in.
I postoje neki nitkovi vani koji žele ući.
The highly fanatical Goga Dadha will stand at the door and push the door so that the nitkovs can't come in.
Jako fanatični Gorga Dadar će stajati do vrata i držati vrata tako da nitkovi ne mogu ući.
Now the nitkovs will become stronger.
Nitkovi će postati jači.
We are trying to give our lecture, but they go like, wah! And finally, Gorga Dadar has called Sridam. Come with Sridam, you have to help me.
Mi pokušavamo dati lekciju, ali oni će ometati, nešto će raditi. Onda konačno će Gorga Dadar pozvati Sridama i reći, Sridam, dođi, moraš mi pomoći.
And then he calls Ananta Shesha.
Zatim pozove Ananta Shesha.
Because the pressure becomes stronger and stronger and stronger.
Jer je pritisak sve jači i jači.
And then in the end, the nitkovs win. They go like, because they get more power.
Jer na kraju nitkovi pobjede, uspiju, jer imaju sve više i više moći.
And then they will all fall into this room and they will make a huge chaos.
Onda će svi, oni će svi probiti do ove sobe i napraviti veliki kaos.
So Sigmund Freud says, this is how the desires constantly come from the subconscious.
Sigmund Freud kaže da na taj način želje konstantno dolaze iz podsvijesti.
And our Über-Ich tries to close the door.
Ali naše više ja pokušava zatvoriti vrata.
And one day, they just, it all comes out.
Jednog dana sve izlazi van.
The psychological picture is that all of a sudden such a person who has, he will do something totally, how do you say, totally unexpected.
Psihološki možemo vidjeti da će ta osoba učiniti nešto potpuno neočekivano.
Yeah, one day you will see such a, for instance, if he is in Krishna consciousness, he will have a very serious downfall and everyone thinks, why did this happen to him?
Ako je ta osoba u svjesnosti Krishna, onda jednog dana se može desiti da će imati jako ozbiljan pad I neko se može pitati zašto mu se to dogodilo.
Or he will do something very unexpected and everyone becomes shocked about this.
Ili će učiniti nešto vrlo neočekivano i svi će biti šokirani zbog toga.
So, what is the solution?
Što je rješenje?
Sigmund Freud would say, don't close the door totally.
Sigmund Freud bi savjetovao, nemojte potpuno zatvoriti vrata.
Let one desire after the other come in and we deal with him.
Neka jedna želja za drugom uđu i da se s njima bavimo.
And in this way, there won't be a neurotic brahmachari.
I na taj način neće biti neurotičnog brahmačarija.
Is this correct or is this not correct?
Je li to točno ili nije?
What? Why? Because he is Sigmund Freud or why?
Zašto to nije točno? Zato što je on Freud ili zašto? Objasnite zašto nije.
These are material desires.
To su materialne želje.
Even, yeah.
Jer ako pokušamo ispuniti te želje, one neće prestati, bit će ih još više. Ako se stalno bavimo s tim željama jednom po jednom, a ima ih bezbroj, onda ne možemo se baviti s Krišnom.
Well, but isn't there something like a neurotic brahmachari?
A zar ne postoji nešto kao neurotični brahmachari?
Don't we all see that someone falls all of a sudden? I mean, did this not happen even in our circle here in Croatia? That sometimes devotees just say, I give up, I can't deal with this any longer. And next time you see them, they have a forbidden ice cream in the mouth.
Da se to nije desilo ovdje u našem krugu, među baktama u Hrvatskoj, nakon nekog vremena osoba kaže više ne mogu podnijeti, više ne mogu to. I onda ga vidite nekog vremena kako liže zabranjeni sladoled.
I have a disciple who had fallen down and had violated the rules and regulations here in Croatia.
Imam učenika koji je pao i koji je prekršio pravila i propisa ovdje u Hrvatskoj.
And he told me that I just felt artificial as a brahmachari.
I rekao mi, ja sam se osjećao umjetno kao brahmačari.
Always putting so much pressure on my desires.
Uvijek sam toliko potiskivao svoje želje.
And then one day, just came out and I just took the next girl and we were in an apartment and so on and so forth.
I jednog dana samo je puklo i ja sam naišao na prvu djevojku, otišli smo u stan i tako dalje i tako dalje.
I'm sorry that I it will have a positive ending, our lecture. Don't fear.
Lekcija će imati pozitivan kraj, ne bojte se.
But I think we should discuss about these things in a deep way.
Ali mislim trebamo diskutirati o tim stvarima duboko.
It could happen to each one of us.
To se može dogoditi bilo kome od nas.
Now you are very young.
Sad ste vrlo mladi.
The enthusiasm of youth is with you.
Entuzijazam mladosti je s vama.
Sridham, you don't need to listen. You can just go like... But the others have to listen.
Ti ne moraš slušati, možeš zapušiti uši i mantrati, a drugi moraju slušati.
I'm not saying what you said is wrong. I'm just saying, look,
ja ne kažem ono što ste vi rekli da je pogrešno, ali samo vam kažem, pogledajte.
What you have said is perfectly right.
Ono što ste rekli je savršeno točno.
The fault in this, or let us say, the point we all have to think about is, do we want material life or do we want spiritual life? It's really this question.
Poanta o kojoj moramo razmišljati je, želimo li materijalni život ili duhovni život? Radi se o tom pitanju.
If we want material life, we will deal with our desires like Sigmund Freud and be totally entangled in material life for the rest of our stay in this world.
Ako želimo materijalni život, onda ćemo se baviti s našim željama kao Sigmund Freud i ostaćemo do kraja života zakupljeni s tim materijalnim željama i frustrirani u ovom materijalnom svijetu.
If we want spiritual life,
ako želite duhovni život,
we will recognize our fallen and dangerous position.
Mi ćemo prepoznati ili vidjeti naš pali i opasni položaj.
A devotee will know, oh yes, there are these desires coming from the subconscious.
Bhakta će znati, da, postoje te želje koje dolaze iz podsvijesti.
He will say, yes, I sometimes think of sex life.
On će reći, da, ja kad mislim na seks.
Yes, I have desires which are not within the four rules and regulations.
Da, ja imam želje koje koje su izvan tih četiri pravila i propisa koje se trebaju slijediti.
Like all conditioned souls, also I am fallen.
Kao su i sve pale duše, ja sam isto pao.
But there is a way how I can deal with this, these desires, without getting entangled in material life.
Ali postoji način kako se mogu ponašati prema tim željama bez da se zapletem u materijalni život.
What I will do is I will sincerely take to the process of purification.
Ono što ću učiniti je da ću se iskreno posvetiti procesu pročišćenja.
This is like this. I will start with sadhu sangha.
Započet ću sa sadhu sangom.
Everything, do you know, in Krishna consciousness, most of our, let us say, many of our problems are there because we do not feel love and affection amongst in this association of devotees.
Većina naših problema u svjesnosti Krišne dolazi od toga što ne osjećamo ljubav i naklonost u društvu bhakta.
Let me therefore, you know, really perform Vaishnava association.
Stoga hajde da se uistinu družim sa Vaishnavama.
Then I will take shelter in the reading of the Srimad Bhagavatam.
Zatim uzet ću utočište u čitanju Srimad Bhagavatama.
I will read it every day and I will think about it throughout the day.
Čitaću ga svaki dan i razmišljaću o tome tokom dana.
I will train to look through the eyes of spiritual knowledge.
Istrenirat ću se da gledam očima duhovnog znanja.
And I will chant every day.
I svaki dan ću mantrati.
But I will chant attentively my rounds.
Ali svoje krugove ću mantrati pažljivo.
So that the deep purification takes place inside.
Tako da unutra dođe do dubljeg pročišćenja.
I will go before the deity.
Ići ću pred božanstva.
Not with an empty mind.
Ne praznog uma.
I will pray to him to please give me the strength to serve him.
Molit ću mu se da mi da snage da ga služim.
And I will take care that my life in the temple is a life of service.
I pobrinut ću se da je moj život u hramu život službe.
And by doing these five processes, which we have mentioned, a deep, deep purification will take place.
I sa tih pet spomenutih procesa doći do dubokog pročišćenja.
Which will result in the quality of your desires changing.
Rezultat toga će biti da će se kvaliteta vaših želja promijeniti.
It goes deep into the subconscious.
To ide duboko u podsvijest.
If this wouldn't work, so Ganasini, we would not have any chance in spiritual life.
Ako to ne funkcionira, mi nemamo nikakve šanse u duhovnom životu.
Our spiritual life stands on these principles.
Naš duhovni život se temelji na tim principima.
It has worked, Krishna says, many, many fallen souls in the past have reached transcendental love for me by this process of devotional service.
Krishna kaže, mnoge pale duše su u prošlosti predanim služenjem dostigle transcendentalnu ljubav prema meni.
Now to achieve love for Krishna means the quality of your in this world, let us say, love is misplaced for so many things, but to achieve love means that the quality of the desires is finished.
Ljubav u ovom svijetu je usmjerena na toliko puno stvari, ali postići ljubav znači da se kvaliteta želja promijeni.
I'm just reading in the fifth chapter of the third canto, how Bhakti Yoga is compared to be like a fire which burns the food.
U 25. poglavlju trećeg pjevanja čitam kako je Bhakti Yoga uspoređena s vatrom koja spaljuje hranu.
The fire of digestion.
Vatrom probave.
You know, when you have eaten something, you don't see how it eats, how it digests.
Kad pojedete nešto, vi ne vidite kako se probavlja hrana.
In the same way, by the execution of Krishna, of Bhakti Yoga, you do not necessarily see how your subconscious desires are digested, but it nevertheless takes place.
Na isti način, dok prakticirate Bhakti Yogu, vi ne vidite kako bivaju probavljene ili spaljene te vaše materijalne želje, ali to se ipak događa.
We can see this already because most of our subtle bodies change, our, you know, minds change.
To već možemo vidjeti jer većina naših umova, naših subtilnih tijela se mijenja.
It works.
To funkcionira.
When you first came to Krishna consciousness, and now there is a real difference between the two personalities.
Postoji velika razlika između toga kad si došlo u svjesnost Krishna i sada.
You might say, yes, I have become older and more experienced, but I can't see that there is a difference, there's only a difference in contents, maybe.
Možeš reći da, sada sam starija i iskusnija, ali ne vidim pravu razliku, možda postoji razlika i contents?
Contents, what you, inhalt, you know, contents.
Contents, yes. Sadržaju.
Yes. Yes, but that makes all the difference.
Ali to je jedina razlika.
You may have still the structures of your personality, but the content is different.
Možda je struktura tvoje osobnosti ista, ali sadržaj se promijenio.
Hare Krishna, I want to end here. I will also not take further questions because it's 10 minutes to 9. It's such an important question which Shokanasini has risen. I mean, we really have to think about this.
Ovo pitanje koje je Shokanasini postavila je veoma važno i o tome zaista moramo razmisliti.
You can, it's up to you if you make your life in Krishna consciousness a blissful, joyful experience.
O vama ovisi ako ćete život u svjesnosti Krishna učiniti blaženim i radosnim iskustvom.
That you remain a cheater.
Ili ćete ostati varalica.
Varalica. Sorry, I'm always so heavy, I know.
Oprostite, ja sam uvijek tako...
Up to each one of us.
To ovisi o svakom od nas.
We will end here, Dayala Prabhu.
Ovdje ćemo završiti. Dayala
Prabhu. So today is a very important day in our Krishna consciousness. This progress.
Danas je veoma važan dan u našem napretku u svjesnosti Krishne.
We will require all the blessings of the Vaishnavas.
Trebaju nam svi blagoslovi Vaishnava.
And our friends need all your blessings.
I naši prijatelji trebaju sve vaše blagoslove.
We very much desire to build the temple because it's too small.
Jako želimo izgraditi novi hram jer ovaj je premali.
Yesterday I saw, you know, almost an alternative temple, you know, starting there with carpets and so on.
Jučer sam već vidio kako još dodatni hram se pojavljuje sa nekim tepisima.
Because it's just getting too small.
Jer postaje premalo.
But we will only be able to build this new temple if we involve the congregation, that is, those friends and devotees who live outside.
Ali jedino ćemo moći izgraditi taj hram ako uključimo kongregaciju, a to su bhakte i prijatelji koji žive vani.
We will have to learn to see them also as devotees.
Moramo naučiti također njih vidjeti kao bhakte.
Who require our sympathy and help in order to progress in Krishna consciousness.
Kojima treba naša simpatija i pomoć za njihov napredak u svjesnosti Krišne.
Some of these friends can do much more because they than us in contacting influential people because they are in social positions which allow that.
Mnogi od njih mogu mnogo više od nas učiniti u kontaktiranju utjecajnih ljudi jer imaju društvene položaje koji im to omogućuju.
So we will have to change maybe our concept about them.
Morat ćemo promijeniti naš koncept o njima.
And when they come to the temple, we must learn to see their needs and desires and help them to fulfill those.
I kad oni dolaze u hram, mi trebamo naučiti vidjeti njihove potrebe i želje i pomoći im da ih ispune.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Do you want to say something or you'll... Yeah, good. Sisi Gaur Nitai ki jai.